So, good day everyone, and welcome to this meditation session. And this week we're looking at this category of this idea of that all experiences are either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, neither pleasant or unpleasant. And these tie into the teachings we had a few weeks ago on the wholesome and the unwholesome. And there are some feelings of pleasure or pleasantness, of happiness, that are wholesome and some that are not wholesome. And the simplistic way, perhaps, of distinguishing between the two is if there's craving, some kind of attachment connected to it, to the joy, the happiness, the pleasantness, it's considered unwholesome, unbeneficial. But if there's no attachment to it, and no attachment to it at all, then probably it can be considered wholesome, it's beneficial. And so there are beneficial forms of well-being, beneficial forms of pleasure that are used in meditation. And it isn't so much, maybe used is the wrong word, but we avail themselves of them, we allow them, we make room for them. In a certain way, we kind of prioritize them, not strongly or intensely or with attachment or expectation, but we learn to recognize them, and in their recognition of them, it supports us to be present. The mind wants to be with things which are pleasant. And there are feelings that we can have that are within our body, in our inner life, which have no attachment. In fact, some of them actually arise with non-attachment, with non-clinging or non-craving. There's this goodness and this freedom, this lightness, this ease that comes when we don't contract around desires, that it just feels so good. It's so pleasant, like a fresh air after being in a stuffy place for a while. And so as we sit in this meditation, rather than looking at the pleasantness of the conditions around us, or the pleasantness of the conditions of, you know, if you happen to be sitting in a very comfortable chair, it might be very pleasant, or there's nice music playing, or nice temperature. It's nothing wrong with that, but that would not be the pleasure or the wholesome well-being that somehow is made in the space of the heart, space of in the inner life that is opened when we let go. And so to sense and feel the wholesome well-being, sense and feel the inner well-being, inner pleasantness, inner the comfort which seems to be opening, seems to help let go of distractions, let go of preoccupations, let go of clingings of all kinds, or even let go or fade away anxieties and clinging. So we have this within us, this possibility, this capacity, and it requires a little bit shifting our paradigm, shifting the orientation with which we are moving through the world, especially in meditation. If we move through meditation with the habit of selfing, of referring everything back to the self, me, myself, and mine, there's probably some attachment there. And there, so there's less room for these pleasant things. If we are always pursuing pleasure, we actually narrow the space within which to feel the wholesome well-being and joy. So, to assume a meditation posture, and maybe sway back and forth a bit, sideways and forward and backwards. Kind of to maybe even rotate around as a way of kind of connecting to your body, helping you find a comfortable upright or comfortable posture in which to settle into. Gently close your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, leisurely breaths. Maybe 3/4 full on the inhale. Maybe a little fuller release of the exhale. Deep inhale, and then on the exhale, relax and settle in to your body here and now. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And if you appreciate your physical body, does that make you a little bit more prone to feel what is pleasant in your body? If you appreciate your inner life in this body, does that make you more prone to feel and sense an inner sense of pleasantness, pleasure, well-being? Even right next to any feelings of the opposite. And then is there anything, if you appreciate your body breathing, is there anything in the breathing that's pleasant or has a rightness to it or that you appreciate? Letting go of your thoughts, quieting your mind so there's more space and awareness to feel the body's experience of breathing. And letting your mind become quieter. Not as a fight with the mind, but as a way of letting the mind feel and sense something wholesome, something connecting, something tender, gentle, pleasant. Here, as you breathe in and breathe out, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing with whatever is simple and pleasant, especially that which has to which you have no attachment, no clinging. Letting go of clinging and attachment. So there's more space to feel the goodness that remains. If you are involved in thinking, you're missing out on an intimacy with the pleasant, the wholesome that's within. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to see if there's some room you can make within to feel some inner well-being, a place of tenderness or softness or warmth, something that you appreciate that is has a sense of goodness or rightness that's within you, in your heart, in your chest, in some part of your inner life. Maybe as you exhale, to settle into it. As you inhale, expand it. But resting in this place of what's pleasant in your inner life, now imagine that nothing is required of you, nothing you have to say or do, but people in your life come in front of you, and what is it like to receive them in this place? In your inner life of goodness, of pleasure, well-being, just to receive their presence without needing to react or respond or want anything, almost like you're welcoming them to also feel the rest, the pleasantness that's there. Maybe receiving them as a pillow receives your head. Not going out towards them, but just to being available to perceive and sense and be present for them in this receptive way. So that others have a place in your inner well-being. And from there, perhaps you can evoke well-wishing for these other people. Extend your goodwill to them and to all beings, so that your inner well-being, your inner freedom, includes a profound connection to other human beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to the welfare and happiness of all.